Today is Tuesday, December the 31st, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Today is a little bit different. Ugh. I'm having trouble. I'm standing up. And I'm also breathing hard. I'm standing up because I just want to go into detail here why I'm standing up. So I'm standing up because over the past, so I was on Weight Watchers, right? And I was doing really well. And I lost like 25 pounds, almost 30 pounds. And I know I talk about this a lot, and I'm going to be breathing hard on this episode. I'm sorry. But I'll try to breathe away from the microphone. But anyway, so I did that, and then we went on the cruise, and I was like, oh, you know, I'll gain a little bit of weight on the cruise, but then I'll lose it all and plus more before Pride 48. And I didn't really lose any between the cruise and Pride 48. I probably maintained. So I probably gained 5 pounds on the cruise. So I was probably down about 20 to 25 pounds when we hit Pride 48, which was not my ideal weight. I wanted to lose another 9 or 10 pounds. So anyway, it just all went downhill from there. And I've not been watching what I eat. And if Faye Driver is listening, he's like, yeah, it's all that fast food that you're eating. I really hate cooking at home. I love fast food. I hate cooking at home because I like to cook, but only if it's for parties or like events or I'm baking. I really like to bake, like the cookies I did for Christmas. Or if I cook, I want it to be like fattening stuff, you know, Southern stuff that I'm used to doing. And so I'm going a long way around, but I don't have a lot of stuff. I don't have a lot of updates to give anyway. So I'm going on a tangent. But anyway, so all that being said, well, Filipino parties are quite often themed. And it's not my favorite part of it. I want to say that because I would like to just be able to wear whatever the hell I want to wear and, you know, all of that. But that being said, it would normally be fine. You know, I would, you know, the Christmas party was themed. I bought a plaid shirt, no big deal. Etc., etc. We wore plaid shirts. It was cute. We had pictures, yada, yada. It was cute. Mark put it on Facebook. It was all great. Well, the theme for the New Year's party is prom, which in America, as we all know, well, I do have some non-American listeners, but in America, prom means a tux. Well, I haven't worn a tux. Those of you who've been following me in a long time, I haven't worn a tux. A lot of people don't own tuxes. I happen to own a tux. But I haven't worn said tux since I was in Dallas doing Turtle Creek Corral. And back then, in Dallas, when we, you know, Maddie and I were going to gay clubs, and before I even met Maddie, like when I just got to Dallas and I was really, I don't know, I had a lot of willpower. I was like working out 2 hours a day and I was, you know, doing everything I could to hold on to my non-existent twinkiness. And when I look back at pictures, I was so hot back then. But anyway, I mean, not like model hot or like porn star hot, but you know, I was attractive. And I even liked my body. I've seen some pictures without clothes on and I'm like, man, I was all skinny and everything else, you know, and I even had a little bit of a V-line in a couple of pictures. Not a lot, but a couple of pictures. Apollo's belt, you know, I don't know if any of you know this. Oh, I'm so out of breath. But anyway, so we sat around all afternoon and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to wear. And so we come up and we start getting dressed and I'm like, well, the only thing I've got that fits me is my suit coat. And I, you know, and a button up shirt and whatever, and that'll be as close to prom as I can get. And that was, you know, that was fine. Well, I go to put on my suit coat and I just wore it on the cruise in Alaska. And my suit coat barely fits me. When I button it up, it's like straining. I don't know if any of you guys have watched James Corden, but it's like straining like James Corden suits do. Like, it looks like the button is about ready to burst. It looks like it's holding on for dear life. It's just clinging. And even my button-up, like my button-up shirts that never were meant to be slim-fitting. I mean, an American button-up shirt is not like a European cut. You know, they're already kind of big compared to what Mark wears anyway. Well, my button-up shirts that are my normal size are not fitting me. I've been scared to weigh for a really long time because I'm afraid that I did that yo-yo thing where you gain back extra weight on top of what you lost. You know, you lose a bunch of weight and then you gain back a bunch. And so I was afraid of that, and so I didn't weigh. And when I don't weigh, it like gives me license to do whatever I want to do. And so I just eat a bunch of fast food and, you know, completely stop cooking and, you know, whatever. And so I've always owned a pair of male Spanx, for lack of a better term. And this is going to be the most boring episode. I'm sorry, because this whole episode is just going to be me talking about my weight. But anyway, I own a pair of male Spanx, and it's got a shirt, a tank top, and then underwear. And the underwear have a really wide elastic waistband that cuts into your skin and hurts like a mofo. And I'm embarrassed to wear it. I mean, I'm embarrassed about it. But to wear my jacket and my button-up shirt and not look like I'm just busting a seam, I felt like I had to put it on. So I put it on. I couldn't even sit down to tie my shoes. When I do, it rolls over. The elastic rolls over and cuts into my skin more, and then I have to like pick at it and try to like put it back in place, you know? I mean, women will probably be familiar with this, and maybe some of the gay men that listen to this show. But so that's what I've been doing for the past half hour, and then I realized that I forgot to record earlier. It's like 10 p.m. right now. It's almost midnight for some of you, and I'm going to be releasing this. But, you know, those of you who are overseas, you get my episodes the next day anyway. So that's what I've been competing with. I don't know. At this point, I wish the theme was muumuus. I mean, I really wish the theme was, like, robes. Or, I don't know, togas. You know, or, I don't know, kilts. Something that's very large, because I just, you know, nothing is, and it's a shame. I mean, it's shameful that a suit jacket doesn't fit me. I mean, that is ridiculous. I'm not going to make any New Year's resolutions, but I'm going to weigh myself this weekend, and I'm going to go back on Weight Watchers. That's not a New Year's resolution. That's just and I don't know about Weight Watchers or whatever, but I've got to pick something that I can stick with for like the rest of my life. Because I can't keep doing this yo-yo thing. I'm not getting any younger. And this yo-yo thing is just not... And I know I apologize a lot, but I'm sorry. If you guys are really bored of my weight struggles, I'm so sorry that you're having to listen to this entire episode. You can fast forward. So anyway, we cooked... Mark cooked some baklava tarts. We had the hardest time finding these phyllo dough tart shells. They used to have them everywhere. And then we looked and we couldn't find them. He had to go to like four different stores today to find them. But he found some recipe for baklava where you don't actually stack them up. You use a phyllo tart shell and you make the nut mixture and you pour the honey and stuff over it. And so we've been working on that. We both left work early because, you know, as we know, between Christmas and New Year's, there's no working going on. And we've been watching The Witcher, which is so good. If you like fantasy, you should watch The Witcher on Netflix. It's really good. I don't know. I may like it a little bit better than Game of Thrones, as far as the story's concerned. It has more magic in it, I feel, than Game of Thrones, and I'm really a fan of magic. I like I like sorcerers and sorceresses and mages and wizards and all that kind of stuff, and monsters, and it has all that kind of stuff. And Henry Cavill, is that his name? He's hot in it. And he's hot in general. But all right, well, Happy New Year, everyone. And I'm gonna go to this party, and then we have breakfast with the parents in the morning. So That should be fun. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call me, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at Pride 48. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.